Horton Cameron and Mahmood Boutelle talking about the Hidden Lives Project in Barton and Treadworth. What a fantastic thing to do. And about this educational theatre, the piece of educational theatre that's going to come up. And it's going to get its premiere at the Picture Dome, what was the New Olympus, on the 25th of February. Mahmood, I'm disappointed to hear that you're not actually going to be speaking your part. You'll be there, presumably, to hear whoever does speak your part, make sure they say the right things.
Yes, I'll be there in the audience, but I've seen a preview of what Adam and the team have captured, and I must say, it's very, very impressive. It is very, very good. When we first kicked off, and I spoke and spoke and spoke for hours to Adam, I wondered how he would capture the level of speech and memories that I conveyed. I've just seen a small clip on YouTube, and I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Really? So when Adam was talking to you, and look at the smile on his face, you can tell he's enjoyed all of this just as you have. Did he record all this? Did he write it down? How did he capture what you were saying?
It was recorded, but it was recorded, as was this interview, in a sort of very unintrusive way.
Yeah.
It was a group of people meeting and basically having a conversation. And as does happen with conversations, where we got to points where people didn't understand or people thought, well, that's a bit interesting, we would stop and just expand on that. So it all got captured. I'm impressed by what little I've seen so far.
And of course, the thing is, once you get talking, as we've done very briefly with the few of us today, the more you talk, it generates things like your thought about your size and walking down the alleyway. When you get going, it automatically triggers another thing, doesn't it? Did things come back to you easily? Did you remember things perhaps you thought you'd forgotten?
I did. I remembered things that I thought were significant for me at the time. And I wanted to link them to the way the community and traditions have changed and how I have changed as a person. And I did have a worry slight that the younger people who were going to take my part would perhaps not be able to understand my thinking or my feelings, my emotions behind what I was conveying. But again, from what I've seen, they've actually picked it up really well.
What they've got to do is capture your love of the place, haven't they? Because there's a, with you and Horton, there's a clear love of where you live.
That's right. I mean, we've, as Horton said, Barton and Treadworth has a sort of painted history, if you like. I mean, it has an image within Gloucester and Gloucestershire that only people who live in the area know who we are and what we do and why we do what we do and why people want to come to Barton and Treadworth. Again, it's one of the most densely populated areas in the city. You would think that, you know, they'd be turfing people out to the suburbs, but no, more and more people want to come in. We started off with the African Caribbean community, but before them we had the Italians who were here, Polish people who were here, Ukrainians. And now we've got people from Romania, people from East Europe who are moving into the area. Hence, Adam saw the different shops that had taken over trade, which Barton Street and High Street were always favoured for. I mean, to go to the Eastgate Market, and if you want, there's a bylaw about that, which us ex-mayors of Barton are aware of with regards to trading. But you could have a wonderful open market in the Barton Treadworth area and actually sample, I don't know, about 46, 47, 50 different types of national foods from all over the world, which you don't get in the city centre, which is a shame, really.
And talking about Mayor of Barton and that, Horton, you know, I mean, the other thing about Barton is there's always been Barton Fair. Now, Barton Fair has been held on the Oxleys at Westgate Street when I was a young lad, but, I mean, Barton Fair must have been held in Barton originally.
Yes, and I can remember during my time, you know, it used to be in the street down there, which was blocked off from Derby Road to the old Barton Gate. And for the day, there are people all over the place. And even now they're asking why the fair isn't coming back to Barton. I myself would love to see it there because it was fantastic. You know, there was everything there. The street was buzzing. And whatever you're looking for, it used to be there, you know. And it's really missing.
And just think about all the possibilities. With all those nationalities that the Mahmoods mentioned in your street and in Treadworth as well, and they come across, it's not a problem. Imagine what could be going on.
This is why the Barton area is so vibrant and nice to live in, you know. Everything, when it come on, people to people, we are there for each other.
Tell me about the mayor of Barton, because I said to Mahmood earlier on, and he said it was a privilege. Did you treat it as a privilege? I said it's fun, but there's more serious things to it as well, but it must have been fun as well.
Well, it was fun, but it was a stepping stone. And I do accept it was a privilege, you know, it gave us a start. When I was elected, I must admit, I had no idea what was ahead. But we had some very good people that sort of helped us on. And the further we go into it, it's the more experience we gathered. I'm very, very glad that people have had trust in me to elect me. And I hope I have done them proud.
You say elected, it almost strikes me as though you're told by various people you're going to be it. Elected doesn't seem to come into it too much. And of course, they bring you right down to base level, don't they, when you get sort of crowned or whatever you call it as mayor, because you're sitting on a toilet seat with a lot of people with their middle finger of their right hand raised in the air, shouting, "Up yours." And that's how you start as mayor.
Well, yes, I mean, that's going back in the old tradition. But unfortunately, maybe for me, I never had an old toilet seat. I had a proper throne.
Did you? Yes. Oh, hey, Mamu, you see, this man's posh.
But picking up on the up yours sort of symbolises the spirit of Barton and Treadworth, which is about informality. And the whole concept of mayor-making and the Barton Fair was about informality. When people start to make things more formal, political correctness, health and safety, all of these things come in, and then creation and innovation naturally dies. And I think that's what's recently crept in. Horton was elected. I was selected, as you know. And I thought, yes, what an honour to be selected by my peers and contemporaries for the eccentric that I am.